Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosei. Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Zayin. No, Tzadi Zayin. What did I say? Ayin Zayin? Tzadi Zayin. My apologies. 97. We are here on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, and we just discussed, Rabbi Elazar had said that if you find Techeles randomly in the marketplace, irrespective of Hilchos Shabbos, right, since Techeles has to be Lishma, has to be made for the purpose of Techeles, so if you find random tchelas, we're not sure if it was made lishma. So he said the rule is that if you find big pieces of cloth, strips, right, lishonos, so then that's puzzle. That's not considered. That's going to be made for clothing. Chutim, but if you find strings, so then they are kosher. And it said, how do you know? What's the difference between strings and strips of wool? So we had said that they are twisted and they are also cut short into the size of tzitzis. And Rav had said, what are you talking about? And the reason Rabbi Elazar had said that that's okay, you can assume that was done for tzitzis, is because that, what's it called? Because the people are not going to bother themselves to cut them small and then to re-sew them into a beged. And Rava said, that's ridiculous. What are you talking about? First of all, he mentioned our Mishnah. He said, what do you mean? The Mishnah, we had said that if you find old tefillin outside, so then you can bring them in, you can save them if they're going to get ruined, right? Even though you may be carrying them, you have to put them on, etc., etc. But if you find new ones, so then you don't have to take them in, because we're not sure if they're tefillin or if they're a kameh, if they're an amulet of some sort. And we had said, who's making an amulet that looks like a pair of tefillin? So what do you mean? So people are going to make it like an amulet and then design it differently and turn it into a tefillin? So you see, apparently people are going to be matriach themselves and design this amulet in a weird shape that they're going to have to then further edit and turn back into an amulet. And Rabbi Zera, right, and told his son Ava, right, to disregard Rava's proof, etc., etc., right, just teach that if it was short, if the strings, if the tzitzis themselves were small and short, so then they then that's going to be considered to be made lishma, and you can use them for tchelas. So Rava was not happy with that. Right? Rava was not happy with being disregarded. And we're here to the second one line up from the bottom. A second line up. Amar Rava. Before that. Three lines up. Amar Rava. When we shouldn't tell the Ava Breder Rav Zera Kifi Talila. What, you're telling me just because Ava Rav Zera's son taught that we reject my proof, right? Now you're Kifi Talila, literally means he's hanging his jewels on top of it. Really, you're going to hang jewelry on top of Rashi says Margolios, right? You're going to hang jewels and diamonds on top of this, meaning that's what we're going to take that at face value. Our Mishnah says, Ready, just quotes our Mishnah again. Right? Why do we disregard our Mishnah, which seems to imply that people will be matriach? And to kind of either, you know, to change the amulet back, and you see that people will bother themselves to sew these small pieces of cloth, the small strings, back into a beged. It's El Amarava. Rava says, no. Here, Torach velo Torach Tanaihi. It's actually a machlokes Tanaihi. Whether a person will go to the bother himself and make kind of re-sew things and go to the trouble to do this. The Tanya, like we learned there, Brysa, Hamotzi Tefillin, Machlisim Zug Zug. Right, Brysa, we saw yesterday. Someone who finds Tefillin outside and he wants to save them. So Machlisim Zug Zug, Echad Isha, Echad Ish. You can take him in one time, a pair at a time. Whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, Achad Chadasos, Achad Yishanos, whether they're new, whether they're old, that's Rabbi Meir, different Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Bechadashos, Rabbi Matir Bechadashos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're not going to let you do it by new ones because we're not sure if they're actually tefillin or not. Maybe they'll be a kamel, maybe they'll be an amulet. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Mar Savar Tarach Inish, Mar Savar Lo Tarach Inish. Apparently, you see that it's a machlokes, whether someone will bother to design, and to make it into a funny shape and then kind of work either the amulet or the tzitzis. Okay, fine. So Tzudat is a bit of a funny place, but it does help to pause for a minute, because up until now, we had assumed that new and old means the tefillin, and that they did not have knots in them. So now we're going to assume that actually the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit different. So v'hashta d'tani avua the Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. One second. Shmuel's father taught the following, that Elohim Yishanos, what do you mean when we say old pairs of tefillin? That means kol she'ish ben ritzuos mekusharos. That means anything that's tied and knotted and taken care of, it looks like tefillin and it has all the proper knots, etc. Chadashos, what's new tefillin? Yish ben ritzuos of alo mekusharos. They have the straps, but they're not tied like tefillin. Right? The kuli amalo tarach inish. And everybody agrees, really everyone agrees. It's not a machlokes, really everybody agrees that people are not going to bother to make a kameah into something that looks like tefillin and then to, you know, kind of rework it into a kameah. So everybody agrees that. So the Gemara says, meaning, so therefore, right, meaning Rabbi Huda says, it's not because you can't bring it in because they may not be tefillin, but we're concerned now, as Rashi says over here, we're concerned that people, well, you'll have an issue of tying. Because now the tefillin are unused, and you may, you know, may come to tie them. Right? Yeah, that's the Rashi over here, the second Rashi. Vashti Tana Avu the Shmuel, right? He goes all about Kesher, Kshira Av Malacha, Vasar Likshar Bishabis, Kesher Shakayama, right? We're concerned that maybe you'll come and put the tefillin on. And some of the concern is that you'll come to tie them properly. And Kesher Shakayama, you might tie it in a way that you'll be Mechal Shabbos. Right, but one of the malachos is tying. So the Gemara says, that's why Rabbi Huda says you should leave them there and not take them in. And Rabbi Meir says, no, we're not concerned for that. The Gemara says, v'linan vinhu me'anov. So who says that they're going to tie them in a real kesher? Right, why don't you just make a bow? Right, why doesn't Rabbi Huda say just make a bow when you put them on? So Rav Chista, Zosomeres, Aniva, two ways to understand. Either Rav Chista says, Zosomeres, Aniva, psula b'tefillin, that you're not allowed to tie a bow for tefillin, you need a proper knot, because apparently this is no good, right? Again, you have to put on tefillin as it would be worn, and if you can't do it in a bow, apparently you see that wearing tefillin is not possible if you're going to tie it in a bow. So Abaye says, no, Rabbi Huda l'tameh, this is Rabbi Huda's shita. To Amar, aniva kshira mal yosei, no, the opposite, that he holds that a tying in a bow is kosher midoraisa, and therefore if you tie in a bow, it's usher to tie a bow, just like it is to tie a regular knot. We don't pass him like that, but that's what Abai says. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Gemara says, one second. Taima da aniva kshira mayasahi. Right? If you're telling me that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to bring it in is because you can't tie it anyway, you can't do it with a bow, you can't do it with a regular kesher. So halava, but if it's not true, anivlu. Meaning, if it wasn't true, then would Rabbi Yehuda really let you make a bow for on the tefillin? If I'm Rabbi Yehuda, brother, Shmuel bar Shilas, Mishmei the Rav, Kesher shel tefillin, right? Halach l'moshe m'sinai. If I'm Rabbi Nachman, vin noyehim levar. The Kesher shel tefillin is halach l'moshe m'sinai, and Rabbi Nachman says, what's it called? It's v'noyehim levar. It has to be facing the other way, meaning the shin on the top of the tefillin needs to be facing outwards. You have to be able to see it. That's already Rashi says over here, but Tosos doesn't like that so much. Tosos says that it's talking about the actual tying, because Rashi seems to be talking about the shin on the box, which is not what we've been talking about. That doesn't make so much sense. But Tosha says that we're talking about, no, the straps, meaning the dalid and the shin that we tie into the hand, and the shalrosh, it has to be outwards. Meaning, how could you do a bow? Meaning, you need to tie it in the dalet and the shin. Let's just take Tosfos' understanding. So the Gemara says, no, don't have Luke, Shira, did you? No, in Echonami, that there would be a way that you somehow, I don't know how you would do this, but you would just tie it in a bow, in a shin and in a dalet. But okay, but either way, meaning tying it, that's according to Abaye, right? Rabbi Huda would hold that the tying in a bow is no good, and that's why he says you cannot bring the new tefillin in, because you may come to tie them. Amarav Chizda Amarav, Halokeach tefillin. Now, again, not related to what we've been talking about, but if someone buys tefillin, Memisha Enu Mumcha, from someone who's not a mumcha. Now, nowadays, we buy tefillin from mumchim, at least we assume, or I hope, you know, we're buying tefillin from mumchim. But either way, if you buy tefillin from someone who's not a mumcha, so then, Bodeg Shtayim Shel Yad V'Achas Shel Rosh, O Shtayim Shel Rosh V'Achas Shel Yad. We know the concept of three is a chazaka. So if you're not sure if this guy knows what he's doing, so check either two shel yads or in one shel rosh, or one shel rosh on two shel yads, or two shel rosh in one shel yads. The Gemara says, "Mimanav shach." What are you talking about? Machar Gavra Kazovin, if you're buying a lot of tefillin from one guy, Imechad Gavra Kazovin, if you're buying from one guy, so Livdo Go Shalosh Yado Shalosh Rosh. Why do you have to check one of each, right? Or one and two of each. Just check three of one. Right? Imi Traits Laza Gavra Zovin, but if you're buying from a bunch of different people, so Kochad Bechadli Boy Bedika, so then everyone requires to be checked, because you have no idea if they're a Mubchar or not. So what do you need one and two and one? What's going on? So the Gemara says, La Olam, really, Michai Gavra Zovin. Really, you're buying a bunch of tefillin from one guy. Uvi'inan, demismache b'shal yad v'shal rosh. And we need to see that he's a mumcha in both of them. So, again, if you check three of them, so then you have a chazaka, but you need to check at least one from each one. The Gemara says, Eini, what are you talking about? One? Really, one from each one? Ha'atani Rabba bar Shmuel, b'tefillin b'lik shal yad v'shal rosh. Tefillin, when you check tefillin, you have to check three of each. My lav, o shalosh, that does not mean you need to check three of one or three of the other. The Gemara says, lo, shalosh, you have to check three, mehen shal yad, mehen shal rosh. That meaning you have to check three boxes consisting of shal yads and shal roshes. I, v'atani Rav Kana, but didn't Rav Kana said, tefillin bodhi shtayim shal yad v'shal rosh? Didn't Rav Kana say you need to check two? Right, so where do you get three from? So Gemara says, "Hamani Rebbe, that's Rebbe. The Amar betrays in the Chavi Chazaka. Well, that's Rebbe Shita that requires two for a Chazaka, not three. Right? We usually assume that three is a Chazaka, but Rebbe holds actually two. So really, you need to check three. It needs to be at least one of each kind, and then you need another one for the third, for the Chazaka. So Gemara says, "E Rebbe." If you're telling me that when Rav Kahana said you need to check two, then that was Rebbe Shita, that two is a chazaka. So Ema Seifa, what about the second part of Rav Kahana, which we didn't quote, but now we're going to check it right, quote it right now. V'chein b'tzeves ha-sheni, v'chein b'tzeves ha-shlishi. So too with the second bundle and the third bundle. I mean, you have to check. I mean, if you're taking a bunch of bundles of tefillin, right, assuming that you take, you get them in mass. Right, again, nowadays it's not common, but let's say back in the day, if you lived in a village and you had a bunch of bar mitzvah boys, so they go to the city and they go to the sofer and you bring back with them, 20 pairs of tefillin or whatnot. So apparently, you hear according to Rav Kahana, you have to check the second, you have to check the second bundle, the third bundle, right? So the Rebbe, if you're really talking about the Rebbe's, if it's Rebbe's Shita, that two is a chazaka, so Shlishi, mi Isle. You don't have to check the third bundle. So the Gemara says, Modi Rebbe, bitzvasim. Now, Rebbe agrees that in the case of if you have these bundles, that when you have a lot of them, so you can't make a chazaka. Why? Dimitri Tlasa, Gavri, Zavin. Because Mistama, it makes sense that if you're buying a bunch of bundles of tefillin, if you're buying 20, 30, 40 pairs of tefillin, back in the day, it must be that you're buying from a couple sofrim. No one has 20, 30, 40 tefillin lying around, at least back in the day. So it must be that there were a couple of sofrim. So you have to check each bundle. So the Gemara says, "I hachi afilu revi nami, v'afilu chamishi nami." So what about four and five? Right? Why stop at three? So the Gemara says, "Ein achinami." You're correct. That's true. V'aydik tani shlosha lafuke mechazaka. Right? Really, v'alolam lafilu revi v'chamishi. And really, the reason they taught about Rav Kahana said two or three is to say that listen, we're not dealing with a chazaka here because even though Rebbe himself holds that a chazaka is with two. So even Rebbe agrees that the third one has to be, you have to check the third one, and therefore any subsequent bundle, bag of tefillin that you're going to get also needs to be checked. Okay. Now, we had just said matzan tzvasin, or krichos, if you find, again, the Mishnah had said, where is this, the flyback time Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah here? Sadi Yehe? Yeah. Sadi Yehe Manav. Okay, right. So we said before, if you find tefillin, so then we had the machlokes on Galil Tanakama. Matzan tzvasim o krichos, right? But if you found them in either bundles or in pairs, right? So then you can machshich alein u'mivi, and then you wait until nightfall, meaning Matzah Shabbos, and then you bring them in. Meaning, if you were not able to get them in, as you'll see in a second, the Gemara says, if you're not going to have time to bring them all inside, so then you kind of stay with them until Shabbos. The Gemara says, my tzvasim and my krichos. What's the difference between a bundle and a pairs that are tied together? So I'm Rabbi Damarav, hein hein tzvasim, hein hein krichos. No, actually, they're the same thing. But tzvasim zuvi, Svasim, it means that they are they're tied together, and krichos to krach and tuva is that you have a lot of them that are bagged together, but they're not tied together in pairs. Okay, machshukaleim umevien. Wait till Motzei Shabbos and then bring them in. Gemara says, "V'amai lai linhu zugzug. Why can't you bring them in one pair at a time?" So Rabbi Yitzchak bray the Rabbi Yehuda l'didim efarshelam inei de'aba kol she'ilu machnizan zugzug. Right. Any chinami, that any time you're able to bring them in one pair at a time, v'chalos kodem shkezachama, you can finish up before shkia, so then machnis and zugzug, then you can do that. V'inlo, but if you can't, so then machshkalem levian. If there's so many pairs, so then don't even bother. But if you're not going to be able to finish before Motzei Shabbos, so then you might as well. You're not going to gain anything, so you might as well not take them with you and just stay there until night. Uvazakana mikan mechasen v'holich, but if it's dangerous, then you just cover them. It says v'atanya b'sakana molichen pagos dal medal ramos. Right? Aye, but doesn't it say that when it's dangerous, you can take them 4 hours at a time and carry them in? So the Mishnah said it is dangerous, you just leave them. So Amarav, Rav says, lo kasha, ha-b'sakanas nachri, ha-b'sakanas listim. So it depends on what kind of danger there is. If it's a danger of goyim, meaning the goyim made a decree, a gzera, that you can't wear tefillin, so then you just cover and just leave it. But if people are coming, or if you're nervous that you're going to get stolen, or people, bandits, robbers, whatever it is, so then you can take them in, less than dalad amos at the time. So Amalei Abaye said to Rav, "But my Kimna Lamasnisen, what did you do with this Mishnah over here? Because I kind of stole the Galilim. Right? You say that the Mishnah, when it says that you just leave it there, it's talking about when there's a gzera not wearing tefillin. So Ema Seifa, what about the second part of the last part of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nosna Lachaver of Chaver Chaver Lokosh. You can give it to your friend and your friend to your friend. Right? Make this long chain, assembly chain, right? 100 people to get into the city." Right, 1-to-1, and 1-to-1, and 1-to-1, and that works. So Gemara says, but if you're talking about a case where there's a gzeira not to wear tefillin, so kosher can daven milsa. So obviously, if you line up 100 people, you start carrying tefillin in from outside, so that's gonna attract a lot of attention. The guy are going to see that and be like, what's going on over here? So Gemara says, chesuri mechzer v'halchi ketani. No, really, this is what the Mishnah meant. It's missing some words, and it says, should be like this. Bamed dvarim amurim, when do you cover the tefillin, just leave it there. B'sakanas ovdei kochav. That's when there's a danger from the goyim. Al b'sakanas listim. But if you have the robbers, so then ma'alichim pagos and arba amos. And then Rabbi Shimon makes his comment about that. Meaning Rabbi Shimon is saying that it's better to give it from one person to the next than to carry it dalad amos. And so that's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, "But my kamiflagi." So what's the machlokas? Mar sabar pagos me arba amos odif. Right. One of the Tanakhama says that's better to walk 3 amos at a time. The amos is because if you're going to say nosan lachavero, chavero, chavero, so option nosan b'shabbos, right? And people are going to find out that you'll see that people someone's going to be machal shabbos, right? You're kind of scamming the system to get it filling inside. So that's already going to lead to not a chilul shabbos, but a bizayin of shabbos. Umar Savar, Rav Shimon holds that no nosan lachavero adif. When it's better to give it from one person to the next because the amos. Because if you're going to transport it right, less than dalad amos, so then zin in delav adaite v'yosei lesni arba amos b'shusarabim. Because maybe sometimes right, you miscalculate the dalad amos, and then if you go 5 amos, then you've just been mechalel Shabbos, and that's a greater concern than the whole big hullabaloo of getting 100 people in a row and passing the tefillin from one to the next. Okay, so the Mishnah said v'chein the b'no, and so too, but not necessarily by tefillin, also by a kid. Right, b'no, my boy Hasan. Right, what is the kid doing out right, in the middle of nowhere? And the Maisa, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says debei Menashe Tanash kisha bisha yeladato imo basada. The woman gave birth. Right, you can't leave the baby outside. Right, the woman just gave birth. Right, so now you have to get the kid into the city. So Gemara says, "Okay, umaya filu hein mea." Right, then we said that even if there's 100, what are we talking about? Even if there are 100 what? So Gemara says, "Afagav the kasha leyada." Right, even though it's meaning even if there's 100 people, right, even if there's 100 people, you pass the kid from one to the next. So afagav the kasha leyada, even though it's not so good for a baby to be passed from one person to the next. Afilu achi ha'adifa. Rabbi Shimon says that even though it's not great to for so many people to handle a newborn, So that's still better because, you know, better than carrying it three amos, four amos at a time, because you may come to do Chil Shabbos that way, right, if you go over the Dalet Amos barrier. So even though you have 100 people, even though it's not great to bring the baby in, so Rabbi Shimon would say that that's the appropriate thing to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no sin adam chavis, you can even do a barrel, right? You take a barrel of water, etc., from one person to the next, right? Even if that barrel goes outside of the tchum, of the guy who owns the barrel. So Gemara says, unless later Rabbi Yehuda haditan, behemah v'akelim, correctly by them, but does Rabbi Yehuda really not hold that the possessions of a person are konesh visa, that have a tchum Shabbos based on their owners? Right, they have their own tchum, right? How can they take it outside the tchum of the guy who owns it? So Amrish Lakish, Mishum Levi Saba, Hakam Mayaskina, what's the case over here? Bemaran Mechavis Lechavis. Now, the case is you're pouring the water from barrel to barrel. Right? Basically, you have a guy who takes a barrel to the end of his 2,000 amos, and then pours the water into another barrel. That guy takes the water to the end of his 2,000 amos, and then he carries. And it pours into another barrel, and that guy takes it at the end of his 2,000 amos. Meaning, that's what Rashi says, it's only the water that is going outside the tchum, not the barrel. And Rabbi Yehuda Tameh, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, to Amar Mayin Ein Bo Mamish, Ein Behem Mamish, that water is not significant enough to be considered an item, and therefore is not limited to tchum. But it's not like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'mayim Epinesha Ein Behem Mamish. That's exactly what we learned in the Mishnah. That Mishnah is in Beitza, right? We haven't seen that yet, but we'll get to that in Mitzvah. As Gemara says, Umay lo tehalech zu, right? So, okay, if that's true, if it's talking about the water, so when the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, lo tehalech zu, right? This, i.e. item, is presumably talking about the barrel. Right? It shouldn't go outside of the tchum of the owner, so what was he talking about? So what did that mean? If you're talking about water. So lo yehalech ma shebezu yosem ragli abaylam. What he meant was, the item inside of this, i.e. this barrel, shouldn't go outside the tchum of the person who owns it. Right? So they were arguing on Rabbi Yehuda's shita that water can go outside of the tchum. Eimed ishmas le Rabbi Yehuda heichot ablian be'isa. So Gemara says, one second. I understand that Rabbi Yehuda says that water is nothing. Right? Mayim imbo mamish. That is when it's absorbed into dough. That's what heicha deitznehu beinayhu. But when you have water that you can see with your eyes, right? It's be'en. It's in existence. Mish miyaslei. But really, water is nothing. Water is nothing. If I carry water, I guess that's not a good example. But really, water is nothing, even if it's by itself. So Gemara says, and hashta bekedera amar Rabbi Yehuda. And when Rabbi Yehuda said that water that's in a pot, lo badli, is not mevatel, right? Beinayu badli, is water going to really be mevatel when you can actually see it? Right? The Tanya, like, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mayim u'melech, betelim be'isa, right? Water and salt are batel in when they're in dough. Ve'im betelim b'kdeiru b'nei rotva. Right? But it's not mevatel, it's not bitel, mevutel in a dish, because of gravy, but basically meaning what Rashi says over here, if you take water for cooking, right, you have to keep it within inside the tchum, right? And if it's put into a dish, you have to keep it inside the tchum. So Allah Amar Rava, Rava says no, it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mayim ein bo mamish when it's actual water, right? Enichanami, if you already baked it into something, that's when Rabbi Yehuda says that mayim ein bo mamish, that mayim is not an actual item. But when water, if water is by itself or whatever, even if it's baked into, even if it's put into like a pot, it becomes gravy, etc., the rotev or whatever, the sauce. So that can't be that the water is nothing. So Rava says, hacha b'chavah shekansa shvisa. Here, the case is the barrel was konesh shvisa, right? It belongs to somebody. It's in it has a shvus. Umayim shelo konesh shvisa, but the water has not. Meaning, the water is a river. It's coming from a river, and so the water we said before that water that is flowing that is always moving, it's not konesh shvisa. It doesn't have its own tchum. So therefore, what's it called? So let's read that a little better. Right, hacha bechavish shekansa shvisa umayim shelo kana shvisa askinan. Right, the butla chavish the gabi mayim, because the barrel is now butel to the water. Right, since the water is has no tchum because it's running water, and it was running water, and now the interest, the guy wants to move the water from one area to the next. The barrel is just the vehicle in which you're transporting the water, but the water is really ikker. The Tanai, like we learned in the Mishnah, Hamotzi Hachai B'Mita Potter, right? Afal Amita, right? Mipnei Shamita Tfeilo, right? We had a similar case that if you take a person who is alive, from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim, you're potter, it's not usser, right? Even if you carry him out on a bed, because the bed is a tuffel. It's the same thing over here. You're carrying the water from a place to a place. The water went outside the tchum. Okay, the water's not kodesh shvisa because it was in a river, didn't have a place, didn't belong to anybody. What about the barrel? Okay, the barrel is tuffel to the water. Sorry, a little further. Hamotzi, and again, the Mishnah says further that Hamotzi Ochlin Pachos Megashir Rekli. If you take out food that's less than the Gashir, the amount that you would be chayav for taking out Hotzah, so then Pater Afala Kli, Mipinesha Kli Tafalo. You're also Pater for the Kli, because again, so the food is that you're not going to be chayav for, so you're also Pater for the Kli as well. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Gemara says, Masi Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, 1 second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shayara, right, if you have, a caravan, right, outside, right, we had a certain special kulas for a shayara outside, right, that first of all, that they can have a carpet that's bigger than Beis HaSayim, okay, but in another kula is, nosim adam chavis l'chavero, v'chavero l'chavero, right, you can get a barrel from one person to the next, meaning in outside the tchum. V'sheyara in v'shelo b'sheyara lo. Apparently, that's only if you have a sheyara, a caravan. So Ella Amar Rav Yosef hitnan nami b'masnisin b'sheyara tnan. So Rav Yosef said, okay, yeah, inu chenami that our Mishnah is talking about a caravan. Abaye says no b'sheyara. By a caravan, you can even take a barrel that was kona shvisa outside of the tchum. Umayim shekano shvisa. And even if it's holding water, that's also has a shvisa. It also has a tchum. B'shelo b'shayara. But if there's no caravan, so then chavish shekano shvisa. Umayim shelo kano shvisa. Then you can only take a barrel out. If the water inside it is not kana shvisa, it does not belong to everybody, and that it came from a river, etc. So that's the case in our Mishnah, perhaps. That could be the case in our Mishnah, where the barrel had, again, like we suggested before, had water from the river in the barrel, and the barrel was tufel to the water. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, no, hacha b'chavis tehefker askinan. No, the case is simply that the barrel is ownerless. Umayim tehefker askinan. And it's also water that was ownerless, right? It didn't belong to anybody. So there's no tchum involved at all. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so you can take it outside the tchum. Didn't the Mishnah say that you can't? Right? Someone argues in Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Umay amrulo. What do you mean when the Chachamim say, right? No, you can't take this item out of the tchum. What tchum? If it doesn't belong to anybody, right? Neither the barrel or the water belong to anybody. What are you talking about? So why can't you take it out of the tchum? So that, if you remember, that's the shita of Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri. Amar chefte hefker konin shvisa. Right? Who says that? Yeah. Okay. Most other people hold that you can take an item that's ownerless wherever you want, but according to Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri, an item acquires shvisa wherever it is, regardless of whether somebody owns it or not. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri would say, Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot take a barrel or water outside the tchum, even if they're ownerless, even if they're hefker. But wasn't the language of the Mishnah say? Didn't it say that you can't take it outside of where the owners can take it? It's implying that it's not hefker. So Gemara says, "Lo yahalchu elu yosem mikelim sheish lam b'alim." No, what he means is, yeah, you can't take them farther than kelim that do have owners. Meaning, it's exactly like a kli that has an owner. I mean, they have the same status that they are, set up inside of a tchum that's 2,000 amos. The kli that has an owner, you judge the 2,000 amos by the owner. The kli that doesn't, you judge it by its location. But both of them, according to Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri, both of them will have a shvisa, that both of them will have a tchum on Shabbos that you're not allowed to take it outside of. Okay, Rabbi Yochai, we'll stop here. Have a great Shavuot Tov, a good Vach, and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.